This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Bill Radke. And we had a possible win for the home team last week. No, I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about tech. Last week, both Microsoft and Apple debuted some fancy new hardware for their computers. That part isn't so interesting, but here's what's interesting. It seems like people are more excited about Microsoft's new stuff. Todd Bishop is here with us to help us understand. He's the editor of the technology news site GeekWire. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Jeannie. I have to disagree, though. This is super exciting.
Fair enough. Super exciting for you. What happened here?
So Microsoft and Apple both had events where they introduced new computers, which is kind of a throwback in this era of, you know, Internet of Things, smartphones, virtual reality. Microsoft introduced a desktop all-in-one called the Surface Studio. It's a big screen computer that you put on your desktop, and it can flatten out. You can draw on it with a stylus, and it has this cool thing called the Surface Dial that allows you to place this little knob on the screen and actually control elements of the software by turning the knob. Super cool. Then Apple, the next day, announced the new version of their MacBook Pro with something on right on top of the keyboard called the Touch Bar. And it's essentially an interactive multi-touch display, a strip on top of the keyboard. And it's interesting and innovative, but people looked at it and said, is that really necessary? Why, Apple, aren't you just creating a darn touch screen? You know, why don't you just make the whole screen touchable like Microsoft has been doing with Windows 10? So hence the win for the home team, as you're saying there. If you're in the Seattle region, obviously Microsoft historically has not been a company that has shown Apple how to do computer design. And here they are. They did it.
Well, this is what I was wondering, is why this was kind of so uniformly surprising for everybody that Microsoft did this thing better than Apple, I guess.
Historically, obviously, Apple with the iPhone, with the original Mac, under Steve Jobs especially, was known for its design, and especially for catering to creatives, designers, people who would traditionally use Photoshop and that kind of thing. If you walked into a design shop, chances are you would see a Mac. And here you have Microsoft, not only with the design of its hardware, but with the target market, really starting to appeal to photographers, designers, people who would have traditionally used Macs.
Well, and we're talking about the response to these two products being unveiled, these two fancy new hardware things being unveiled. We're talking about response on the internet. What was the internet's response to these things?
That Microsoft actually did pull off a victory. And that also was the response of the assembled media in each place. You know, typically in New York City, when Microsoft has an event, you know, the reporters would kind of shrug their shoulders and go, eh. I think you kind of saw that approach, for example, when Microsoft originally unveiled the Surface tablet, which was in many ways the predecessor to the Surface Studio. And Apple, on the other hand, kind of got a free pass. You know, back in the day, there was the reality distortion field. And I think even when Apple might not have had the greatest products ever, it was Apple. So it must be cool, right? And here you see a turning of the tide. So it's fascinating in that way.
Well, was there no inkling that this was going to happen? I feel like when I hear about hardware releases, it's sort of iterative, right? Like it builds on the last couple of things that came out.
Two things there. First, yes, people did know that Microsoft and Apple were going to be coming out with this basic hardware. Microsoft, though, went beyond what was expected with the Surface Dial, the little knob that you place on the screen, which is really fascinating and a new way to interact with the computer. Apple didn't do much more beyond the Touch Bar. And when people actually saw the Touch Bar in action, they looked at it and said, wait a second, is this something we'd really do? Because what it does is it replaces the function keys on your MacBook, and the function keys will still be there in virtual form. But then when you switch to a different application, it then creates keys that are appropriate to that application or the point that you're in that application. So if you're using Photoshop, it might have Photoshop tools on that Touch Bar. It seems a little gimmicky in a way that maybe Microsoft might have done in the past. And so that's why it's interesting to see the tables turned here.
You say gimmicky, I say complicated. That sounds really complex.
Well, if they do it right, it won't be, because the program will actually surface the right things at the right time on that Touch Bar. But it just, if it's a thin strip, you have to kind of point your finger in an awkward way. It's not very ergonomic. Whereas Microsoft with the Surface Studio, it just is very smooth in terms of the transition from the upright position to the diagonal position where you can draw on it. There's some folks like one of the illustrator of the very popular webcomic, Penny Arcade. He loves the Surface Studio. He got a chance to use it beforehand and just a huge fan.
Okay, well, so once the internet declared Microsoft the winner in this round of cool hardware releases. If you had to give a ballpark estimate, how many high fives do you think happened in Redmond?
A lot. I would say, let's see, there's about 30,000 employees in Redmond. I'd say at least 10,000 high fives. Now, the one caveat on the Surface Studio, it's expensive. $3,000 to start. I mean, this is not your budget PC, no more beige box underneath your desk. So, and it's only available in limited quantities for the holidays. So I'd say this is more home run than grand slam for Microsoft, to use maybe a seasonally appropriate metaphor.
Fair enough. Well, I want to take a little step back here. And I mean, you said that, you know, that Microsoft's new product, this is $3,000. It's not a terribly affordable thing. So what do you think all of this says about this moment in time when it comes to people buying and using computers?
To a large extent, the focus of innovation has shifted to smartphones, to virtual reality, and then beyond that to the Internet of Things. But there is still a role for the good old-fashioned notebook computer or desktop computer. And there's still things that can only be done on your desktop or on your lap. And so because of that, you really do need to see some kind of innovation coming from Microsoft and Apple. Now, here's where I think they've gone way astray. The incorporation of Siri and Cortana into the desktop. I still do not believe there is a mass market for speaking to your computer and asking it to do things. I think that is there on your phone, but I'm very dubious of these kinds of personal assistants on an old-fashioned computer.
Well, I guess time will see if you are correct or not. Todd Bishop of GeekWire, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeannie.
This is The Record.